Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is Friday, the 7th of June, 2024. It's an ordinary Friday in the church in proper four. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" This is a photograph of Pope Francis being given a scarf. Her caption reads, "Vatican City." He's been called liberal, progressive, populist, disruptive, and even pop. But Pope Francis remains as slippery as ever to those who want to confine the pontiff to a particular camp. The latest example of this ambiguity is Francis's recent homophobic comments, in which he suggested using slurs that he would bar gay men from becoming priests. Look, there is already an air of thuggery around, and it's not good. There is a culture of homosexuality today that makes it so that those who have a homosexual orientation should not be welcomed in seminaries, Francis said, answering a question from a bishop during the Italian bishop's annual gathering on May the 20th. "It's very difficult for a young man with this tendency to not go astray, because they come in thinking that the life of a priest can support them, but they eventually fall into temptation while administering the faith," Francis said. He's 87 years old, according to the Italian media reports. Above, Pope Francis accepts a scarf as a gift at the end of a weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican on Wednesday, April 17th. Of all the good things that I've heard about Francis, that's disconcerting. "Yours is the day, O God, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun. You fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." I've lit my candle, and I'm going to place it right here. Our hymn is, "O Gracious Light." O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices. O Son of God, O giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Can't remember if we just have one psalm or not, so let me look. Psalm tonight is Psalm number 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. And so you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb. For behold, you look for truth deep within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. I shall teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from death, O God, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness, O God of my salvation. Open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Had you desired it, I would have offered sacrifice, but you take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Be favorable and gracious to Zion and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with the appointed sacrifices, with burnt offerings and oblations. Then shall they offer young bullocks upon your altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is Jesus walking on the water. If you were in that boat and you saw Jesus coming towards you like that, I suppose you would think it was a ghost too, based on the light that's around Jesus. But Jesus is the light of the world. Our reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 through 36. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain to pray, or by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and he began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. After the people of that place recognized him, they sent word throughout the region and brought all who were sick to him and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the song of Simeon. Lord, you now have set your servant free as you have promised. Lord, you have now set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, a creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. As it's an ordinary day in the church, we have the collect of the day for proper four, as well as a collect for Fridays. O God, your never-failing providence sets in order all things both in heaven and on earth. Put away from us, we entreat you, all hurtful things, and give us those things which are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And a collect for Fridays. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us your servants so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. In our weekend of prayer for the church, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for peace among Christians, Jews, and Muslims throughout the Middle East, for church unity, rural Methodism. In the Anglican Commune, we pray in the Anglican Cycle of Prayer for the Diocese of Florida in the Episcopal Church. We also pray for the primates of the Anglican Commune, for Stephen in Myanmar, Nicholas in Nigeria, Philip in North India, Sammy in Pakistan, Clyde in Papua New Guinea. We also pray for our ecumenical partners, for Pope Francis, the Bishop of Rome, Bartholomew of Constantinople, the Ecumenical Patriarch, Elizabeth A. Eaton, the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in North America, Robert T. Fuentes, the moderator of the Old Catholic Church, and the Moravian Church. We also pray for our seminarians and their schools, our postulant Elizabeth in the Diocese of Pennsylvania, and our candidate, Wendy, in the Diocese of Northern Michigan. We pray for Swanee, the University of the South in Tennessee, for Trinity College in Bristol, United Kingdom, for Trinity University in Ontario, for Union Theological Seminary in New York City. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? Heavenly Father, I pray for the healing of my grandson, Grayston, who spent 2 days in the hospital, Children's Hospital in Minneapolis this week with pneumonia. Grayston was born prematurely, Lord, and his lungs have had issues since he was born. He's 5. I pray for his healing, his divine healing. I pray for Grayston to be able to lead a normal life like other kids, not having to run to the hospital every few months because he's got RSV or an upper respiratory infection or the latest sneeze or sniffle or, in this case, pneumonia. Heavenly Father, I lift up my grandson Grayston to you. You are the divine healer by whom all can be healed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now the prayer for the mission of the church. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. Give your angels charge over those who sleep Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. In all for your love's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and always. Amen. Our video this evening is Walk With Me, Jesus. It's by Phil Driscoll from 1996.
Walk with me, Jesus, on this journey. The road is too rocky to make it alone. In the darkest night, you'll lead me to morning. Walk with me, Jesus, soon we'll be home.
This night you'll lead me to morning. Walk with me, Jesus, and soon we'll be home. There will be days of rain and struggle, searching for shelter in a dangerous time. We all need an angel in a world of trouble. I want to know that you're mine. Of a raging river, waiting for passage to the other side. We all need an angel to be delivered. Now I know that you're mine.
Walk with me, Jesus.
Walk with me, Jesus.
Some profound advice from Phil Driscoll on this Friday. Walk with me, Jesus. The road is too rocky to walk it alone. Amen. And now the week is done. The Sabbath night has come. May it be for us a time of refreshment, renewal, and joy. Thank you for coming to pray. See you next time.